Now at 11 p.m., according to the WFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. No matter how fussy I get, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think it's going to be about 40 minutes, so let's just call it the 11:45 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. This is, of course, the last radio obituary of the radio obituary year 2022. After this, that means that we will move into the phase of our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell, polling you. To find out which of the radio obituaries from this radio obituary year you would like to hear retrospected in the radio obituary retrospective. More on all that later. Because right now we've got silliness to get to, and goodness knows I need it. So let's just do it right now, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
May I hear your new releases? I'm in the market for some brand new pieces. Let me read your record list. There may be something I don't want to miss. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and the Dorseys. Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, they're the voices. King Cole and Johnny Mercer just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Artie Shaw, Coleman Hawkins, and Harry James. Lena Horne, Dinah Shore, a few of the names. Carmen Mandanda, Xavier Cugat, jumping at the record shop. Jack Benny and Bob Hope tell the jokes. Bob Wills and Spade Cooley play the folks. Sammy Kaye, Gene Cooper, and Johnny Long. Slim Gillis, the guy, wrote this song. Pied Piper Calloway, Anita O'Day, Keith Smith, Perry Como, just won't wait Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford, too. Harry James, Jimmy Bussey, Ben Boozy, Betty Hutt and Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis and Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Anita O'Dea, Keith Smith and Perry Como just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too. Henry Busser, Guy Lombardo know just what to do. Betty Hutt and Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis, Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. We only had 3 minutes and we're not to blame because we jumped at the record shop.
It was a lucky April shower. It was a most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Speedy West!
Hello, hello, I'm Ed Stiffner, the Crazy Commando, ordnance officer at the neighborhood survival gun store. Want to build up your small arms, Mr. and Mrs. Scaredy Cat Suburbanite? Has your neighborhood become dangerous to live in because people with different names have moved next door? Well, you don't have to take it lying down, but if you are lying down, try our recoilless recliner designer rifle. You don't have to leave the cozy comfort of your bed to waste that rude intruder or strafe the friggin' rock and roll party across the street. Tell them how to find us, Fred.
I don't know, man.
Read the paper.
Oh, the paper. Concrete off the road tire.
Read our ad in the paper.
Neighborhood Survival Gun Store is easy to find. Yeah, I'm here. We're 4 flights below the ruins of the beautiful bunker building. Left face, 14 goose steps. and you're there.
This week, try our survivalist special.
Yeah, that's the simple little kit we sell under the counter that converts your harmless 22 caliber starter pistol into a selective fire 50mm armor-piercing weapon system. It's a bitch.
So shoot first and make friends later.
Yeah.
Set your sights on your neighborhood survival gun store. Ask for Ed or Fred Stiffner.
That's us, the Crazy Commandos.
Yeah, and you'll get free a life-size replica of the Alabaster Arrow of Improbability. The weapon that saved or did it destroy the ancient world, Fred?
Well, I don't know, Ed. I wasn't there, you know?
Hardly here.
Yeah, well,
now.
That's not much of it. Don't get on my...
There's an instrumental version of Carol I Know, beating the way over in aisle three. My new friend Lucky, he's stocking up on canned goods. It's buy two and get one free. Now could that be Big Eddie? He's holding court. I swear I hear his voice over in aisle seven. There's so much to be taken in. You know I swear I'm in an air gun. Conditioned heaven, supermarket friends, they'll never let you down. Same time next week, I know they'll come around. 7 day stretch, bringing with it lots of news. I'm a member of a club without paying yearly dues. Supermarket friends. Supermarket friends. Little baby Ruth, she's with her mama named Claire. I'm gonna shuffle over just to say how much I like Claire's hair. She just had it done by some woman named Madge. Now we're both wearing coupons just like there's some badge. Supermarket friends, they'll never let you down. Same time next week, I know they'll come around. 7 day stretch, bringing with it lots of news. I'm a member of a club without paying yearly dues. Supermarket friends. Supermarket friends. Checking out some chips, just something crispy while he's waiting on that big tip. There's Pretty Louise, now she's searching for some lotion. When it's all just the people, now they're the magic potion. Supermarket friends, they'll never let you down. Same time next week, I know they'll come around. 7 day stretch, bringing with it lots of news. I'm a member of a club without paying yearly dues. Supermarket friends. Supermarket friends. Supermarket friends. My supermarket friends. Supermarket friends. Supermarket friends.
Thank you. shopping today. $50 socks and to make a boom box. Listen to the rainbow shots of those clock, clock, clock. See you later, alligator. Shirts and catfish shoes.
Light makes the difference in business, and GE makes the difference in light. Hello, this is Kent Lyle Birdley for your General Electric Lamp Department, chatting with friendly neighborhood supermarket manager Ferris Gallagher. You had some trouble here recently.
Well, it's been a continuing thing. My big problem here is these skinny people who come in and go out looking lumpy with picnic hams under their coats.
Oh, I see.
Another trick they use is to take a ketchup bottle and empty the ketchup into their pocket and put the ketchup bottle back on the shelf.
By the time they're out in the parking lot,
the ketchup bottle is drained and looks white, but they're gone.
Too late. But then you install GE Deluxe White Mercury Lamp.
Yes, it's so beautifully lit out there now, I can see them unloading their ill-begotten booty into their cars.
Yes, for the first time, people can look good under mercury lamps with new GE Deluxe White Mercury Lamps.
Another trick they did was exchange your butter and margarine in the boxes. Go out with the margarine, with butter and margarine boxes, pay the margarine prices.
Why, that's terrible.
Tomorrow's special, 3 number 10 cans, Ford Hook Lima Beans, 84 cents.
I walked past just yesterday, and I couldn't bear that new mall no more. I can't expect you all to see it my way, but you may not know what was there before. And I want them to put back my old corner store. has a jester, like I say. And I felt this hurt that would not go home. I can't expect that you're gonna see it my way, but you may not know the trees I've known. And I want them to put back my old corner store. I know it costs more money to shop there, but this was love, this was love. I know you had to pay more money, I'll pay money, I'll pay more. I don't care what the mall has got, I want back that corner store. And what did I feel when I walked by slow? Sorrow, sorrow all around. Why I would feel sorrow I now know. I smelled a ghost smell from the ground, that old wooden smell from the old corner store. Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store. Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store. I walked past one final time, and I wished the worst on the place I shop. Now I can't expect everyone to feel like I'm, but I spot a trend that has got to stop. And I want them to put back that old corner store.
Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store. Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself.
Ooh,
that suit's pure herringbone.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh,
buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and a deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
And I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice?
Ooh,
them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. You go back there and you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy, let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ain't this a shame? my heart's in pain. Ooh, Pierre, Pierre Herringbone.
But that's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job.
Say, folks, let's call a meeting to discuss a way of beating that certain something that we call a blues. Now I'll be the chairman pro temp. Let's face the facts and show them that if we attend a business, we can't lose, no sir. Now let's form some corporations with a million combinations of mothers, brothers, husbands, sweethearts, and wives. And we'll start these institutions with a million resolutions to spread upon a minutes of our lives. Say, if you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, come on, buy an American. That's all you've got to do. Why, your old Uncle Sam, he'll be so grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do. Come on, buy your wife's dresses, your baby's shoes, made right over here, and cure your country's blueses. And if you want those good times, those dreams to come true, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Boxes, sables, sofas, tables, we've got all you need for your home and your office purchase by Yankee guaranteed. Buy the Yankee brand of candy, cigarettes, cigars, canes and hats and this and that's, and gas and motor cars, uh-huh.
If you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Now, hey there, Mr. Grocer, Butcher, Baker, and all you Republicans, you Democrats, and you Quakers, I want to tell you that the sun will be shining, the skies will be blue. Buy American, that's all you've got to do, playing boy. Come on and buy American, that's all you've got to do.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was something like 30 minutes, and we are barreling through a bundle of silliness the way that we do on our way to the radio obituaries. It's coming up so soon. A little bit earlier than the usual midnight hour because it's the end of the radio obituary year. I'm trying to get it all in. Impossible. Impossible. So let us get back to this silliness and then we'll get to that silliness because the radio obituaries have got some silliness as they most often do. Because, of course, you are listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bashed it in. I like old dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
Mm-hmm. lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming, man. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
My family is swearing to kill her. My family is swearing to kill her.
His family is swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Here lie cold dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. I lie cold dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure. He ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market. Murder, stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Messieurs, Monsieur, monsieur, you want to buy some filthy English postcard, eh?
Musicland, we'll rock and roll to Orange Bowl and Farrell's and Lums. Then after Orange Julius, we'll share a booth with Rick and Ruth and laugh at the bums. I got a date and I'll never be late when it's Friday night at Beacon Mall. 8:15 and I don't mind the wait when I'm waiting down at Beacon Mall. Date and I'll never be late when it's Friday night at Beacon Mall. 8:15 and I don't mind the wait when I'm waiting down at Beacon Mall.
The last time I went over there, we were all dragging
and
around
in the sack of the
balls.
Thank you.
with my snack. Ill with my snack. I don't understand why they just don't give it to me for
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're wrapping up the first portion early in order to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I mentioned it already at the other breaks in the show, but I'm going to tell you one more time. Tonight wraps up the radio obituary year that is 2022. The reason we wrap it up like that is because the weekend of Thanksgiving, we will have a clip show called The Radio Obituary Retrospective, where we will look back at some of your favorite radio obituaries of the year, and mine as well. We keep track. I have a staff for that. But you might say to yourself, how, Belinda, how will you figure out what my favorite radio obituaries are so that you can factor that into your decision-making process? Well, that's going to happen because, well, first, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he is going to go back and take a look at every single radio obituary we did, make sure it is presented in a way for you to consume this information, and he's going to put it together so that Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, can poll you to find out which of the radio obituaries you would like to have retrospected in that show the Saturday following Thanksgiving. It's really just that simple, but let me tell you, you're going to have a project on your hands when you take Freddie's poll. I guess that's not terribly surprising to hear. But let's take a look at the radio obituary statistics so you will know what you're getting yourself into. At the end of tonight's program, wrapping up this radio obituary year, we will have completed 527 radio obituaries. My goodness, that's a lot. I think that's more than last year, but I don't really know. I'll have to go back and look. But in this year, we will have declined 546 radio obituaries, and we will begin the 2023 year with 121 in the backlog. I should probably do a little cleanup there. But that's a different story for a different day. Right now, just know that we are going to wrap up 527 radio obituaries tonight. Good job, everyone. Good job. So as we begin this process, I'm going to start it off like I always do by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Robert Gordy, the American songwriter, music publishing executive, and recording artist. He released the minor hit song in 1958, Everyone Was There, and he was also the brother of the Motown founder, Berry Gordy Jr. He co-wrote the song Everyone Was There with his brother, Berry, and he ended up having a minor hit with that record on the Carlton label in 1958. It hit number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, and he also got to perform it on the Dick Clark TV show. But the song's popularity declined precipitously when the public found out that he was African American. He recorded a cover of the Answer record to Big Bad John called Small Sad Sam, and he also recorded Hold On Pearl in 1962. As a songwriter, he co-wrote several songs for early Motown artists, such as You're What's Happening in the World Today, which was the B-side to I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And you may have even seen him in the 1972 film Lady Sings the Blues. Robert Gordy just passed away at 91. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You give me shock, pretty baby. When you hold me tight, you give me shock, pretty baby. When we kiss goodnight, you make my temperature hot, my blood run cold. You give me shock, pretty baby. Don't you know? Well, you give me shock, pretty baby. When you call my name. Shock, pretty baby, driving me insane. You make my pulse beat fast, my heart beat slow. You give me shock, pretty baby, don't you know? Even when I see you walking down the street, it makes chills run through me. From my head to my feet, you got that tender touch. When you hold my hand, I just feel so much. You give me shock. It makes chills run through me, from my head to my feet. You got that tender touch. When you hold my hand, I just feel so much. You give me shock, 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 baby. When you call my name, you give me shock. Pretty baby, driving me insane. You make my pulse beat fast, my heart beat slow. You give me shock, pretty baby, don't you know?
deep dark pen. Cause if I get sick, it's gonna make me well. Just mix your magic potion that I love so well. Come on and tie me tight, my baby.
Tell me anything.
And his teeth went. When I
got your mind, and I'm a dummy. Got nothing. Cannibal.
What did you do after that?
Cannibal.
Yeah, but what did you do after that?
Cannibal.
You're not telling me anything, Les.
Hey, then let go of my leg. Like, you're nice and all subtle, man. Let go of my leg, baby. Come on, baby, let go of my arm. Let go of my arm, baby. I'm all I need of wood. I do you out the day, not good. My leg, let go. Baby, let go of my leg.
There was an ocean meets please party at the beach. Jenny Lee and Patricia had a lover boy each. Everyone was there, everyone but you. I thought those yakety-yak and western movies made a hard-headed woman out of you. You. Elvis was secretly on the scene. His hound dog fought Bonnie Maroney was queen. Everyone was there, everyone but you. Then I met the pretty Peggy Sue, the witch Dr. Walla Wallace in the sand, while the purple people leader ran a hot dog stand. Everyone was there, everyone but you. I did the beach ball hand jive with the pretty Peggy Sue. Pretty Peggy Sue, Sue, we splished and we splashed, swimming to the deep, and there I saw you trying to do an endless sleep. Now everyone was there, yes, including you. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy Sue, Sue. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy Sue, Sue. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy Sue, Sue. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Nuria Falu, the Spanish singer and actress. She just passed away at 80. It's the post-initial radio obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tu parles molt, jo no sé com dir-t'ho ja. Com dir de llac, no acabes mai de parlar. Sempre fent bla, 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 bla. És el teu mal. Tu saps molt bé que m'agrada la quietud. Jo sóc tranquil, és pitjor que l'escorbut. Sempre fent bla, 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 és el teu mal.